Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The top five at five.
A Nazi armband in New York City in 2022. Think about that for a moment.
Two men arrested in connection with real threats against New York City synagogues. New York State issues its first round of cannabis licenses. Presidential hopeful Donald Trump claims you can't win without MAGA, his famous campaign slogan pointing to losses of two U.S. Senate candidates who railed against him. Glaringly false claims by President Biden during an annual Thanksgiving tradition at the White House. Jay Leno released from a burn center out in California more than a week after suffering burns in an accidental fire. A 21-year-old Quahog man, Suffolk County, Christopher Brown, arrested at Penn Station, New York City, after he made online threats, allegedly, to attack a New York City synagogue. Threats that New York City's mayor said were not idle. A second man is also in custody. Now, according to this criminal complaint, police recovered a Glock semi-automatic firearm with an extended 30-round magazine and laser sight, a large hunting knife, a black ski mask, and a Nazi armband, prosecutors said. Brown told investigators he has a sick personality and tweeted he was going to ask a priest if I should become a husband or shoot up a synagogue and die. Here's New York City's Mayor Eric Adams.
After arresting the suspect, law enforcement officers recovered a Glock semi-automatic firearm, a ghost gun with an extended 30-round magazine, a large hunting knife, and a Nazi armband.
The NYPD, the New York State Police, and Suffolk and Nassau County Police have increased security at synagogues and other Jewish institutions as a result of the threats. New York's governor has increased security at synagogues around the state. Adams said the extra protection for the city's 1.6 million Jews would continue through Hanukkah. Brown and 22-year-old Matthew Maher were arrested Friday night after MTA police officers spotted them entering a Penn Station following a notice from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. New York State announced the first retail recipients of marijuana licenses on Monday. The State Board revealed the first 36 of 150 retail licenses, 28 of the first licenses awarded to individual businesses, 8 given to nonprofits. About a dozen of these 36 licenses announced Monday go to businesses within the five boroughs. Those ready can open in days or weeks once New York State gives them the green light. New York City Mayor Adams spoke to NBC New York about it.
It's crucial, and we must make sure part of this battle was make sure those legacy license holders. And so it's important that we got to get it right. Other states did not.
The State Office of Cannabis Management says it reviewed 900 applications. The Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act was signed into law back on March 31st, 2021. The MRTA authorizes the lawful use of adult-use recreational cannabis and the lawful use of medical cannabis. A report by the New York City Comptroller estimates the legal cannabis sales will total $3.1 billion yearly in New York, $1.1 billion of that in New York City, and generate annual taxes of $3.1 billion in New York State. Former President Donald Trump claimed Monday that you cannot win without MAGA, Make America Great Again, despite several losses by high-profile GOP candidates he endorsed. Trump claims Republican critic Joe O'Dea lost out in Colorado because he campaigned against MAGA. Former State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas spoke to Fox News about whether the GOP should dump Trump and what people could expect in the upcoming presidential election.
I think Trump sort of comes into this race as the returning champion. And I don't know that that's actually the best position for him. If you look at 2016 and 2020, he did better in 2016 when he had all of these candidates, 17 that he needed to go through. I think he does a little bit better whenever his back is up against the wall. The bottom line is it is going to be an incredibly competitive general election.
Trump also called out New Hampshire Republican Senate candidate Don Boldick, blaming his loss to Democrat Maggie Hassan on his post-primary rejection of the former president's Stop the Steal narrative. Well, President Biden made a glaringly false statement as he pardoned two turkeys at the White House Monday, incorrectly claiming that his home state of Delaware has the most chickens in the nation. "We have more chickens than anybody in the nation in Delaware, but we don't have turkeys," Biden, who turned 80 Sunday, falsely claimed during the annual tradition.
Votes are in. They've been counted and verified. There's no ballot stuffing. There's no foul play. The only red wave this season is going to be a German Shepherd commander knocks over the cranberry sauce on our table.
The two turkeys pardoned, chocolate and chip. Well, Jay Leno released from the hospital on Monday. He underwent surgery for burns he suffered in a gasoline fire while working on his prized multi-million-dollar car collection out in Burbank, California. Leno spent 10 days at the Grossman Burn Center after suffering burns to his face, chest and hands. Here's Dr. Peter Grossman, the medical director of the Grossman Burn Center. He spoke to Good Morning America.
I am a little surprised at how well he is doing considering the seriousness of his injuries. Most people tend to be a lot more limited due to pain.
The 72-year-old Leno was seen thanking staff before leaving the facility in the first photo since he suffered those injuries.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.